Lonnie Miller, the new head volleyball coach for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, joining us here today. And Lonnie, always good to talk to you, and congratulations on the new job.
Thank you, Jeff, and thanks for having me this morning.
You bet. Lonnie, let's talk about it. Last year you were the assistant coach over there. There was kind of a plan in place for you to be the assistant 1 year and then kind of step into the head coaching role. Let's step back to last year for a moment. How do you feel like everything played out, and how do you feel like you kind of got yourself adapted to the situation over at Glidden?
I thought everything went well, and probably – even better than I imagined. You know, at first I knew it was kind of a new system for the girls, you know, and what we had talked about, what we wanted to do. But their interest is really what, you know, sparked that and made it successful, and just good team chemistry. And I thought it went really well. You know, I wasn't for sure exactly at first, you know, going into there but you know, very pleased how things ended up.
Did you learn anything about yourself as a coach your first year on a high school bench?
Yeah, number one, it's very hard as assistant not to stand up, because you know, they have that rule, you know, only the head coach is permitted to stand, and you know, it's hard because sometimes you want to stand up and maybe give some instructions to the girls, but I adapted to that, and but you know, it was an experience that was good. You know, I always thought about, you know, it'd be great someday to be at the high school level, and you know, and I had that opportunity, and I was kind of amazed how things turned out, how that, you know, successful you could be, you know, at running something. But, you know, again, very pleased how things turned out.
And with Kevin Schoen as last year's head coach, he will be your assistant from everything I understand this year. It seemed like, Lonnie, he kind of allowed you to implement already last year the things that you were going to want to run in the future. So the girls this year are going to hit the ground running with what you want to do because they've already got it and some experience with it.
Yeah, you know, and that was the great thing about that, you know, and I've known Kevin for a long time. You know, we played sand volleyball and throughout that time, and you know, we kind of had a talk, you know, some things, you know, before I was going to help, you know, with the program, things that I wanted to see done, and he was very cooperative with that, and as soon as we could get that going, he was very supportive of that, and you know, that's one thing I can say is we worked well together, and it probably helped the program be successful because he was going along with what I wanted the girls to learn and get that system going, and it just took off from there. And with, you know, I at least five juniors coming back this year, you know, be seniors, you know, with that experience and some younger players, they've already got that, you know, in their mindset of what the system is that we want to, you know, run. And so to their advantage, you know, they already know what to expect and what needs to be expected of them.
Lonnie, with having that and the girls having some experience in your system, will you be adding anything or tweaking anything or changing anything up coming into this year?
Well, there's, you know, there's always a possibility that sometimes, you know, I keep thinking maybe as far as rotation-wise, you know, you might have had a player at one position. Sometimes you might want to move them, try them somewhere else, and see if, you know, you can be more successful as a team, you know, getting that person in a different position. So, you know, as far as that could be something that I'd like to try. And there's always things, and like I said, you know, I always, you know, I watch a lot of volleyball. I've learned from a lot of great people. I've been part of coaching with a lot of people through club, some different coaches, and you learn different things, and you see through their eyes, you know, maybe some of the drills they like to run and why, some of the systems they like to run and why, you know, why are they set up this way defensively? Why are they running this? You know, and it's something that, you know, over the years, it's kind of opened my eyes a little bit and made understand the game a little bit more, and so I try to implement that when I can to help, you know, the team that I'm coaching be successful.
Lonnie, you and I are friends, so we've been kind of chatting through this whole COVID-19 thing. I know one of the things that's on your mind is when will summer things be able to get started? And right now they're off limits until at least July the 1st. How much, it's good that you've already got that year working with the girls, but how much will it hurt to not potentially have much of a summer program to be able to not just develop kids for this year, but even work with the younger kids and have a youth program and start to build from the small and young kids on up?
Well, you just hate to be in a position where you're kind of making the sense that you're rushing things, because you never want to do that, obviously, but you just like to have that time that the girls can, you know, get some more time playing, practicing, and then the time that you can spend with them to try to guide them a little bit, you know, and try to better themselves. And then, you know, because usually then all of a sudden you're at the season, you're starting the practices, you're going into preseason scrimmages, and then you're off and running. But, you know, we'll have to see, you know, what guidelines, specifications may come out with this COVID-19 situation. You know, it's a good thing that the softball, baseball, you know, it's kind of maybe kicking things off a little bit. Maybe that'll help out. But, yeah, I think, you know, potentially if you don't have enough time, maybe as far as practicing with the girls or getting them some more experience, you know, that could limit, you know, how successful they could be.
Lonnie, we talked here at the beginning of the interview about you knowing last year that the plan was for you to take over this year, but until that becomes official, you know, anything can happen. So was there a different feeling for you when you found out from Craig Lynch over at Glidden-Ralston, the superintendent, the other day that it is now official?
Well, just kind of a relief, so to speak, because I'm always thinking in the back of my mind, you know, it wasn't always something like that you're talking, that was absolute. And it just, now it's like, oh, you know, yay, I can finally, you know, start concentrating more on it again and be sure, because, you know, with being here in Carroll, you know, I've had a lot of parents, you know, talking about, you know, hey, you should apply for the Carroll High job and stuff. But, you know, I had made a commitment to those girls over there at Glidden-Ralston that, you know, if you give me the chance, if I'm given the opportunity, so to speak, that I'll at least give you one more year, because I had a great experience. And like I said, it was a great group of girls last year. I look forward to that continuing on this year. And I just want to, again, you know, I'm thankful. I just want to give a shout out. Thankful to have the opportunity, you know, Craig Lynch, Kevin Schoen, the community in Glidden, you know, the fans, the parents, they've been great.
Lonnie, you helped me do radio for years, and especially with volleyball coverage, so you knew Glidden, you knew the Rolling Valley a little bit, having helped me cover them for a few years. But what did you learn about the Rolling Valley coaching through it last year?
Well, it kind of, you know, opened my eyes a little bit, because sometimes when I'm on the radio doing games, you know, you're getting ready and you're broadcasting, you're doing both teams, but just going through it from a coaching aspect, it's like, wow, you know, and there's a lot of good talent throughout that Rolling Valley Conference. So I knew that it was going to be a challenge, but I had some great girls there at Glidden-Ralston, and, you know, it was hard as a coach for the one team, because doing radio, you get to know girls from a lot of different teams in the coverage area, coaching the club team that I helped coach with in the West Central Iowa Fusion Academy. You want to see all these girls have success, you know, and it's hard sometimes when you're coaching one team competing against them. But it's, you know, I don't know what other people's versions or perceptions are, you know, of the 1A volleyball, but there's a lot of good teams out there.
Well, I tell you what, Lonnie, I want to congratulate you on becoming the new head volleyball coach over at Glidden-Ralston. Look forward to working with you in a completely different capacity in a way than what I've worked with you and known you for years. But looking forward to it. Congratulations. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I really appreciate it and look forward to your coverage in the future.
You bet. Head coach Lonnie Miller again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, the new head volleyball coach.